Welcome everybody, Shia number 1015. We're learning today Le'ilei Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zizel. Le'ilei Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Le'refua Shalema Sara Fega Basle and Achama Shetakav Re'refua Shalema Pesach Shar Choyle Yisrael. Okay, we would like to start today Bezras Hashem Yisbarach the Malacha of Kiboy, which is basically putting out a fire. So we're going to see, we want to see, of course, like we always try and start, Bezras Hashem, in the Sefer Lamites Malachas, he brings down where was the Malacha of Mechaba, extinguishing a fire, putting out a fire, or even possibly making less a fire, reducing a fire. All this is part of the Malacha of Mechaba, Kiboy, and so on. And we want to see what it's all about. Now, like we've been talking about, the Malach of Mavir has to do with lighting a fire. And on the flip side, Mechaba is putting out the fire. Okay, so as we've learned in the past, and we'll see as we go down the line, one of the klolim in the Lamites Malach is in order for one to be actually chayiv, is that it has to have some sort of a purpose. In other words, like a positive type of a purpose. For example, I kindle a fire, I light a fire, right? And I'm using it for light, I'm using it for cooking, I'm using it for whatever it is, I'm using it for various different things. But when we talk about the malacha of mechaba, extinguishing a fire, that is actually, what use would there be to extinguish a fire? I mean, we're trying to talk about, obviously, if there's a small fire starts out to work with that, somebody puts out a candle, but these are all things that there's no really constructive purpose. In general, to be chayiv on a malacha, we have to have a constructive purpose. For example, just to give an example, we've spoken about, even on the flip side of the destructive malacha, we spoke about boina and soiser, boina, which is building. I just want to go through this a little bit, the various different type of twin malachas. I like to call it twin malachas, whereby it's sort of like a brother and a sister, and one is the constructive, one is destructive, but we have to see where the destructive is actually constructive. What do we mean by that? For example, boina and saisa, building. Boina, as we know, is building, right? You build, we all know that's constructive. I build a house, I build a window, I build a door, I build a desk, I build whatever it is, I build, that's constructive, we understand. Saisa, destroying, right? How is that constructive? So when we learned the malach of saisa, we explained that when one's chayiv, they have to do an action of saisa amanas livnais, they have to do an act of destroying in order to rebuild, or there are various different type of soiser, destructive actions, which in itself was a constructive act. We have also by Toifer and Korea, just another example of twin malachas, brother and sister type thing. Of course, we understand Toifer, which is sewing, that is constructive, right? I sew a hem, I sew together a pair of pants, I sew a pocket, so that is, of course, constructive. But on the flip side, Korea, which is tearing, how is that constructive? That is destructive, right? Sewing, we understand, but tearing, that is destructive, so how would one be chayiv? So we explained over there also that it's the way one would be chayiv is kareya, tearing al minas litfar. In other words, tearing in order to re-sew. Or there's another type of tearing which we discussed when we learned those halachas is the kareya minas lasakin. In other words, tearing in order to re-sew, or tearing for a constructive purpose. You tear something in to make it into a usable fashion, a usable way. I'm not talking about a specific size, but to make it now usable or whatever the case is. So there are different types of tearing that could be done. Right, if somebody's sewing up a garment, sometimes they have to give a little cut, a little tear to sew it up better. So that is a action of tearing for a constructive purpose. Or sometimes it could just be flat out a tear. Somebody tears something in a constructive way, whereby it's now more usable. Okay, so those are just some examples as to how it works. But we have to keep in mind constantly that when we do a destructive act, like we'll be talking about now, the malach of mechaba, kiboy, and so on, the thou malach of extinguishing a fire, we have to see where it comes into play, where it was in the Mishkan, and how that applies as far as being constructive, as opposed to, like we said, Mavir, kindling a fire, we all understand where that's constructive. Okay, so now brings down just to start off the Malacha, and get into it, and then Bezras Hashem, upcoming Shurim, we'll get more into more details, obviously. Brings down the Sefer Lamites Malachas on 1257, we always try and start out, he brings down always the background as to what the Malacha is all about, and why they needed it, the Mishkan, what effect did it have in the Mishkan, and what it was used for, and so on. Okay, so he says like this, that the Malach of Mechaba, as explained in the Malach of Mavir, fire was needed in the Mishkan for heating the vats of dyes, that were required for dyeing the ureas, for dyeing the curtains or tapestries or so on. They had to put dyes into that, and they had to heat up the vats with dyes in them, these sort of like giant pots or so on, that had the dyes. So that's why they needed the fire. And for the metal work also, they needed the fire for the regular kindling of the fire. Okay. So that's as far as Mavir, the kindling goes. But now what about the Mechaba, the extinguishing part of which the Melacha, which we're going to be learning now, where did that come into play? So he explains that Mechaba extinguishing of the fire was also an essential productive part of this process. And there are two views as to why, to various different opinions as to why the Mechaba, the putting out of the fire was needed in the Mishkan. Okay, so we'll just see the two various different views. We're not going to get into who says what, but just to get an understanding, and then we'll move on from there. So number one, the first opinion says like this, that it was needed, they put out the fire, and it was used for charring wood for kindling. What do we mean by that? It's like singeing the wood type of a thing. Firewood was used as fuel for heating up the vats, like we said, and the dyes, right? Heating up the pots, which had the dyes to make the colors in the ureas and the curtains, the tapestries and so on. And that's how it was used in the Mishkan. Now, the wood that had been, lit with Mavir and then extinguished, right? What was that all about? Was preferable to uncharred wood. In other words, they singed it a little bit, they charred it a little bit, and that was more preferable to uncharred wood, in other words, regular wood. Why? Because of the fact that when it's ignited a little bit and it's a little bit charred, right, it's made and singed a little bit, so then it burns better. It's easier to light and it burns better. And it burns more easily. That's how he brings it down. But Lamaisa, so that's why they had to put out the fire. They singed it a little bit, they lit it a little bit, that would be fire, that would be Mavir kindling, and then they put it out in order to have a better quality type of wood for relighting fires, I guess, in the future and so on. So and then he says extinguishing a flame for the purpose of producing such charred wood was therefore the creative act of Mechaba, and it was a constructive purpose because I'm now putting out the fire to have better wood to be able to use later on or so on. So that was one, that's one opinion as to what took place in the Mishkan. There's another opinion that says, so just real quickly to go through the second opinion that some say, he says like this, that it was used, the putting out of the fire, again, Mechaba, the extinguishing of the fire, was used for to produce charcoal. Charcoal that was used as fuel for smelting or metalwork in the Mishkan. Okay. The high temperatures, he goes on to explain, the high temperatures required for smelting cannot be achieved when burning ordinary wood. In other words, if they would use ordinary wood for this process, it wouldn't be good enough. They had to have they have to have the charcoal. So that's what he explains. Wood was turned to charcoal, right? By putting out the fire, the wood was turned to charcoal by igniting a carefully arranged stack of wood, allowing it to reach a high temperature, and then extinguishing the flames, then putting out the flames, which would be, of course, kiboy, which would be Mechaba, our malacha. Now, and through that, the result would be getting the charcoal produced from oven-like temperatures inside of the stack and so on. Okay, so now this burned better and hotter than ordinary wood, like we said, and it was therefore more suitable for the smelting and the other things that it was needed for extinguishing for this creative process was the malacha of Mechaba. Again, it is a constructive purpose because through putting out the fire, they were able to have this charcoal, which burned better than regular wood. Okay. The bottom line is, be it as it may, these are two constructive purposes that putting out a fire was used for in the Mishkan, and thereby Chazal made it one of our 39 malachas. Okay, Bezrus Hashem, the next upcoming shiurim, we'll get more into details as to what Mechaba is all about, putting out a fire, and how that works, when it's deraisa, when it's a derabbanan. Obviously, it would have to be a constructive, a positive result, like we just mentioned, to be chayev, otherwise it would be derabbanan, but we'll see how these things work in upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha, kol tov.